Yeah. I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a milli every week. I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a billy every week. I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire, I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire, ladies and gentlemen, how you doing? Welcome to another episode of Sleep is for Billionaires, the podcast. I am your host, Johnny Vegas. Now, today, I got a very special guest on my show, ladies and gentlemen. You in for a treat, so take some notes. This man is a legend in the streets and industry. You've seen his story on Hip Hop Uncovered. Ladies and gentlemen, Bimmy, what's good, my brother?
Yo, what's up, Mr. Vegas? What's going on?
Life is good. Playing, man. I see you cruising in the whip doing your thing, man. Be careful out there. Don't get no tickets because of me.
No. I had a phone in my hands. I'll put it down. When I see him, I'll put it down.
Okay,
you know what I mean? I'll hold it down like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you straight hood nigga, brother. I love it.
Now I'm going through the tunnel now, so I'm good.
Okay, copy. But yeah, man, I'm glad to have you on the show. Oh, wow, traffic is crazy. Yeah, I just got off I-5 over here in L.A., you know what I'm saying? And that joint was packed, man. It was like 10 in the afternoon, and it's like jam-packed. I'm like, yo, y'all supposed to be at work already. What are y'all doing on the road? Like, shit crazy. But yeah,
I'm glad. And y'all got six lanes, right?
Yeah. And it's crazy because the fast lane going slower than every other lane. It's crazy, bro.
That's crazy.
But I'm glad you're doing your thing, man. I'm enjoying the journey. You know what I'm saying? How has your life like kind of changed? You know, past the once the show came out with the Hip Hop Uncovered and everything, and everybody kind of got exposed to your story on a worldwide level. Like, how has your life changed from then on?
Well, it changed like a lot because I got a lot of recognition now. Like when Shaq FaceTimed Shaquille O'Neal, that's something different. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Then my boy Lenny S. Rockefeller, he hit me. Like, you know, you got different people hit me. I'm like, wow, this shit is real. You know what I mean? And then people, you know, being in DM saying stuff to you. And then you see my man Tony Yayo, he hit me. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just different. Like, you know, for your accolades that you put in for so many years, you know what I mean? You just now getting your roses, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just not getting them. But you ain't doing it for that reason. You know what I mean? It is a lifestyle.
Right.
To me, hip-hop is a lifestyle.
That's a fact, man, you know, and thank God, you know, you're still around to smell the roses, man, because a lot of times soldiers leave us sooner than we can give them their roses, you know what I'm saying? So
thank God for that. That comes from a lot of decisions that we make. See, I made some bad decisions, I paid my price, but also I made some good decisions that, you know, the creator, like, yo, I gotta keep this guy here. He really got a good heart. You know what I mean? You can have a devil's heart every day you walk the earth because it's come to you. You know, whatever you put in the universe, one day it's gonna come.
Real shit. You kind of went in and out because of the, you know. I think it's my phone, but it's all good.
Yeah, because you froze.
Yeah. It's all good. It's my phone. Don't worry. Nah, but that's some real stuff you said, man. And I'm glad, you know, I had you to come on the show today because, you know, I look at the way that things are today, man, with today's youth. And I see that they're walking around misguided. You know what I'm saying? If they had a gentleman like yourself around them to kind of guide them to go down the right path or not make the mistakes that you made or just make wiser decisions when they find themselves in situations like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't really see that type of guidance out here like that. You know what I mean? So with that being said, you know, what do you think needs to change to kind of have the youth have better guidance, at least in the street? You know what I'm saying? Because you got 9-year-olds calling 15-year-olds big homie nowadays, and it's just, you know what I mean? It's not the same.
You
know?
Let me tell you something. When them 9-year-olds calling them 15-year-old big homie, that means he ain't got no father at home.
Mm.
He don't have a male figure in his life.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because when I was 9, I could say a nigga 15 my age. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not my big homie, my uncles. You know what I mean? They older. And one thing America got fucked up is we was a country of speech. You don't have freedom of speech. These kids can't even speak no more. You know what I mean? Nobody's hearing them out. So, you, first of all, we got to give them an ear and listen to them. You know what I'm saying? We got to listen to you. What's the problem? What's going on? Nah, you don't do it that way. Do it this way. You know what I mean? Some of that ain't your business. Sometimes you got to, you know, I grew up with a child who was seen, not heard. So, sometimes you can't always talk because you put yourself in something. And that's what dudes need to talk to kids about. These guys getting in these problems, like, some of them problems ain't your problem, bro. Stay out of it. Mind your business. You know what I mean? But guys just jumping in with their mouth, man. Just go. Can't do that.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, you know, I hope everybody's listening. Take heed to this information. This is coming from a super OG street legend that's definitely doing some right, making right decisions with his life, man. And all we want is the same for you guys, man.
And all we want is for them, man. Just take a page out of me and Big U book. He's from the West Coast. I'm from the East Coast. That's my brother, man. I love that nigga, man. I know he love me. We in clubs in Atlanta together, nigga. I'm on the other side. I'm standing here. He told Will Pim that. You know what I mean? I think the same way about him. You know what I mean? And it don't matter if I didn't grow up on the East Coast or the West Coast. That's still my brother, man. We share the same type of bond. We come from the same type of upbringing. Same type of shit happened to him, happened to me. We the same, bro. So why would I oppress him? And we come from the same place. Why would he oppress me? And I come from where he come from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We shouldn't do that to each other. And that's what these guys got to know, man. All this black-on-black crime, man, that shit got to stop, man. That shit got to stop, man.
I agree, man. I agree. I see it every day, man. And it's just like, it's not changing, though. Like, I don't think, you know, I don't think people care. People care, but it's like, I don't know. The people involved in it don't, man. I think they're just going off their emotions and all of that, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, when you grew up, right, your mom's whooping your ass, wasn't she? Your pops whooping your ass.
Of course.
These kids today, if you touch them, they're calling 911. So there's no type of discipline. There's no type of fear factor in the household because you can't touch them. You can't do nothing to them. So they come outside, they're so emotional, like if they can't even speak or communicate. You know what I mean? If they have a problem, it's no longer let me fight this dude or let me, you know, talk this one out. I have a right to my gun and I gotta course you, I gotta take your life out of here. I gotta execute you. I gotta kill you. For words? Or for because he talked to your girlfriend or he bumped into you or did you troll them on the internet and said something? You know what I mean? Because my thing is, like, if a nigga don't touch you, then we good. You can say what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't touch me. They don't got that saying no more, man. Dude, feel like you disrespect me. You embarrass me.
And I think, and then you hit the nail right on the head when it came to embarrassment. I think it's because everybody's watching. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's judgmental. Everybody, they all scared of what people going to think. They got to react. You know what I'm saying? They got to show I'm tough. I can't let nobody play me. But I'm sure it was like that for you on the street without the internet, you know, when things happen in crowded places, for example.
But that's crazy you said that, man. Yo, Vegas, let me tell you something. I grew up with a bunch of punks. And you know what? A bunch of suckers. You know what I mean? A bunch of cowards. And they knew their place. They knew they can't come in this arena. I'm not going over there to fuck with them dudes over there. I know what they're going to do to me. These dudes will actually come fuck with you and knowing that they're going to do what they got to do to you, you know what you're going to be? You're going to stand pointing them out.
Facts.
Why not just leave them alone? Why does play your position and be who you are? See, majority of kids today is, and I ain't going to just say kids, I'm going to say men too. They don't know who they are. You know what I'm saying? They don't have a clue. That's why, you know, when you see these guys disrespecting the elders or disrespecting, I ain't gonna say the elders, disrespecting the older guys on the corner with them and all that, because now they become their peer. When I hang out with you at your job like that, now we become peers.
Yeah.
So now I'm on the corner playing, you motherfucker, you gonna take my joke too. I'm gonna say something about you too, you old ass nigga. Fuck right. You. You know what I mean? So now to turn to something different. You know what I mean? Now he don't want to play no more. This young guy, he got a lot of energy. He going to play with you all night. Next time you come outside, he playing with you. You walk on the block with your wife to the store. He he gonna disrespect in front of her.
Right.
That's when it comes family.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta nip that right in the butt in the beginning. And you shouldn't be hanging with them young guy. If you ain't teaching them nothing. You know exactly. What I mean? Exactly. I had a model live by Vegas. If a person can't show me how to live, I'm not gonna let them show me how to die.
Mm. Love that quote. That's what's up, man. I agree. Young people should stay amongst. I always hung around the older heads because I like to always be advanced when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? But I feel you. But when it's backwards, it's like if you're not teaching them nothing, then you're pretty much young.
You know what?
And you're mental. You know what I'm saying? Like it don't make no sense. You're not evolving. Like what can these young kids teach you? You know what I mean?
Work. Yeah. And that's a fact. They got the energy, and me personally, I fuck with the youth. I fuck with the young because they energy and they teach me the new. So learning from them, but I don't fuck with the disrespect. You know what I mean? Those who have no respect for their parents. Mm. You know what I mean? Because when you see these people, these young kids, like disrespecting the elder person or older person of their age, then I know off top you disrespect your parents.
You ain't got no respect, period. Off the rip.
You got to disrespect them.
Right.
You disrespected them. You know what I mean? And I can't be around that type of shit. Because they're going to do is they're going to laugh about it and tell their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now you become the stock. Hey, we become the fuck with Vegas. Fuck Vegas. Now it's over. Now you got to put the work in. Now you going to jail the rest of your life. Because they already want to end it and say, well, me and you got a problem.
That's a fact.
That's a new era.
Yeah, man. Like you said, you got to nip it in the butt in the beginning and let them know, you know, it's not a game. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. But how you doing with the COVID situation, man? You know what I'm saying? How's that affected everything you got going on?
Man, a lot. Because we're supposed to do premieres in New York. Like, all of us are doing cities of Hip Hop Uncovered in our cities. You know what I mean? And I was doing one in New York, Times Square. You know, they'll tell me you only have 50 people. You can't drink. How many black people going to be in here? You going to tell them they can't drink? You know what I mean? And, you know, you got a social distance. And it was just messed up, man. So the COVID was really messed up. And I had caught COVID in March when it first came out, whatever. I caught it because I remember I couldn't smell, taste. I stuck in my head out the window. You feel me? Still couldn't breathe. I drove myself to the hospital.
Damn.
I went to the hospital. They couldn't do nothing for me, man. They gave me 2 Tylenols.
Oh, wow.
So I just went the old way. Like sea moss, all type of different herbs and spices, all type of stuff. And I got better. You know what I mean? Last week, I did the Breakfast Club 2 weeks ago, me and Big U. And they did a test.
That was a good one.
They made it do a test. Before we went up in there. But I ain't tested. I was negative. It came back, you know, I mean positive. It came back negative. I was like, wow, I'm good. So I've been taking these vitamins. They got a vitamin called NAC. Doctors don't tell you about that because they take it. It's called NAC. This is a health food store called NAC. Watch you read about it. Take that every day. Watch what it does to your bloodstream, everything else.
I wonder why doctors don't tell people about that. Is it like federally regulated to where, you know, government?
It's just, I go to a health food store and get it. But see, if they tell you about it, right, you don't get sick, how they going to make money?
Okay, that answered my question. Gotcha.
Yeah, how they going to make money? They make money off drugs. They make money off pharmacies and all that type of stuff, you know what I mean? The medicine they put in our body that's no good for us because our body naturally heals itself.
Yeah.
So we don't really need that shit. But you know, don't give a fuck. But that NAC, NAC, it's good for you.
Yo, you spoke about sea moss, right? And shout out to my guy 19 Keys. He introduced me to the sea moss, right? And I bought it from him. Mm-hmm. I took it. I took 2 of them, right? I didn't know I was only supposed to take 1. So I took 2 and I'm chilling there just sitting watching TV. Bro, I'm breaking out into this crazy sweat. I jumped into the shower twice, bro. Came back out, put the AC on like 55. I'm sweating hard. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? My girl tried to take me to the hospital and shit. I'm like, yo, hold on, hold on. It's not that serious. But at the same time, like, what the fuck is this shit supposed to do? Because everybody talks nothing but great things about it. So how has it affected you besides the sweat?
Well, it's like the minerals, it's 98% minerals of your body, what you're supposed to have.
Yeah.
So it gives you back. So that's probably why you were sweating and shit. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's probably why you sweat, and you're probably new to it. See, I take a spoon of it every day.
Mm.
And I take the cayenne pepper with the ginger. And I take that. And it's also curb. Yo, come on, man. It also curb your appetite.
Mm.
Like it curbs your appetite. I mean, for me, like
it suppresses it, so you're not that hungry. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you mean?
Like right now, I'm not even hungry.
Mm.
I'm not even hungry. You know what I'm saying? I eat nothing all day.
Mm.
I eat nothing. You know what I'm saying? I eat nothing all day.
Gotcha. Are you still tapped into the music on the A&R side or at all?
Yeah. I just started some stuff, but like, yo, cause I've been getting like my management, they be getting like fucking, they got like 500 app rappers.
I know, like, it's straight submitting, right?
And I said, yo, man, God, I gotta do something, man. I gotta do something with people. So I'm gonna start in Queens first for all our rappers out there, put something together. They got a studio for me to work out of. I'm gonna probably by next week. You know, I got producers who come in, beats, play beats all day. And I'm going to pick out shit. And I'm going to grab at least 100 artists, 50 artists, the most, 50, and put them in the studio. We're going to make records. I mean, I'm going to fuck you. You got beef with him. You come in here, nigga, that's your brother.
Right.
And let's make records, man.
Yo, I like that, man. And I would love to help you and be a part of that, man. So a little bit about me.
I'd love to have you.
Yeah, I do music as well. I produce music as well. I songwrite in English and Spanish. I've connected to a lot of other up and coming artists, so I can help you find talent as well. And I also manage Federal Star, and he from Queens, and we could help. Yeah, man. He told me you guys knew each other back in the day, so I definitely love call between you guys as well. When we get off and shit.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, man, we could definitely talk more about that offline, see how, we can structure and I get in where I fit in and all that. But,
know what it is about Vegas? Like, you manage. Should I be good on that level?
Yeah.
All the artists, come your way. All the artists we get, me and you will build a management team and put them all under that umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we got to structure that. So we can have all he's with us. So I wanna
Hold on. You broke up a little bit. Can you repeat that? You said what you wanna put him on the umbrella, and then what?
No, I said I wanna put him on an umbrella that we all control.
Mm.
All these artists and bring you in.
Okay. Yeah, I'm all the way down with that, brother. All the way. So, yeah, we could talk more about that offline. You know what I'm saying? We'll connect more and then just keep building it up day by day. But, yeah, I'm more than happy to be a part of that.
That's
sure.
What I'm about. We know, like, every week we bring something in. Like, you know what I mean? My whole team, like, we on it like that. Like, everybody brings something to the party. Like, we bring something in. You know what I mean? It ain't.
Yeah, man, and that's what I was going to say, too, because it's like, I noticed even when I came to, you can hear me, right? Because your camera went out.
Yeah,
because even when I came to L.A., right, I always noticed that everybody around these celebrities always wants something from them, always coming out with their hand out. But me, I come at them like on some, adding value to the situation or being cool with them first. You know what I'm saying? I noticed they're more receptive to me than the people asking them for shit. So being said, and that's exactly what it sounds like you just explained to me. You want everybody in your circle to add value to the situation, correct?
Yes. Yes. Right. And for Hold on one second.
All right.
Your friend. Oh, yeah. You got to do a show. You got to do a show, Frenchie.
I
got
to do a show?
Do a show. Great show. Your Frenchie's a great show.
Great show. Okay,
great show. Yeah, I'm on a Zoom right now. I'm on a Zoom. All right. Sorry.
Nah, it's all good, brother. You know, shit, we got to get you a show too, brother. You know, everybody and their mother got a show now.
Yeah, right?
Word up. Hell, yeah, so just another revenue stream, man. You know, that's kind of what I do with Fredro. You know, I manage his podcast. I kind of help him, you know, find multiple streams of revenue for his situations and stuff like that. So, you know, I could help you do the same as well. You know what I mean? Can you hear me?
You there?
You hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, I'm with that. You know, if you bring something my way, let's talk. Let's chop it up. Let's get it.
Oh yeah, that's all I needed to hear, Playboy. That's my alley right there. But okay. Now I was watching some footage back in the day. I saw you was running around with LL back in the day, right? You still y'all still cool?
Yeah, it's my man.
Yeah, LL. Yeah. He was definitely one of my idols coming up, man. Even still this day, man, yeah. I had a great career. But I was gonna ask, were you around for the time he was beefing with Cannabis?
Nigga, I helped him put that song together. I was A&R. I'm the one.
Tell me that story.
Canada. He's from Canada. I let him know he's from Canada. I told L, that nigga's from Canada, man. You know what I mean? Lost Boys brought him to Queens. You know what I mean? I told him all that shit. You know what I mean? And then, you know, L, he started this little homework with Wyclef. You know what I mean? Sound, you know, set him up and all that crazy shit. Yeah.
That's crazy. I can't believe it.
I didn't
want to
do it, but we bodied that dude.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. I was listening to that song in the gym, and I could picture LL in the booth just ripping that shit to shreds. I mean, were you in that session?
I was in A&R.
Oh, wow. So you had to make sure he was going to win that battle. I mean, by default, he won because he was the greatest at that time.
Yeah.
Were. But yeah, man, Cannabis came hard though, you know, for being that young, that new, he came pretty hard, man. Yo, how did you feel about Cannabis song, the second round knockout at that time?
You know how I feel about it. It was trash.
But
my thing is, I'm never going to get the home team, but my thing is, he got bad advice, you know what I mean, for the middle guy, who was middleman, Charles Stewart, whoever his middleman was. They gave him advice. Mm-hmm. Go after this giant.
Right.
You know what I mean? He won't let this dude take him out, man. He crazy.
Mm-mm.
So all he do is battle.
That's funny as hell, man. What about when he got into it with Jamie Foxx? Were you there for that?
I wasn't there for it, but I was working with him still. What was that? That was
Any given Sunday.
We did the video at Giant Stadium.
Mm. Yeah, for shut him down.
And God bless the dead. We bought, what's name is? Stuart Scott.
Oh yeah, rest in peace.
I mean, and we did shut him down in Giant Stadium to that movie. That he, whatever him and Jamie Foxx had.
Damn, yeah, no, because I was watching this Bill Bellamy interview, and he was talking about, because, you know, he was in the movie too, and he was talking about how the whole thing went down. They was kind of like joking on each other. LL took it serious, and, you know, I think Jamie had hit him, and then LL just went crazy on him.
He hit him too hard. It's going back. Jamie got mad. He said, this dude, before he was... He changed the story up. Like, yeah. Dude hit me too hard. He stayed in character. He let him know, we're not in character. No, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's when he swung with L. L was like, yo, I can't believe this nigga just did that. I'm gonna break this thing up.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Not that he works out. L works out hard, so he's ready for combat.
Right. Facts. Big facts. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's what's up, man. So what plans you got going forward, man? You know what I'm saying? I heard you're doing something with 50 on your life story. What else you got going on?
Yeah.
Or can you even talk about that?
I got a nonprofit called What If for the youth. I'm helping the youth. You know, what if y'all never met me? What would you be doing?
Mm.
You know what I mean? What if the Vegas when they're on the phone today? Would I ever get to meet them? Like, whatever. Everything is what if. Like, you know, what if.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What if we had changed the, you know, parents, change their heart, pull that trigger. You know what I mean? Like, everything is whatever. You know what I mean? I want to help the youth. We'll get programs going. Like, Fox News, they want to help me do, like, basketball tournaments this summer for the kids. You know what I mean? And I'm going to get that going on. I got a clothing line that I've been working on. I just left Daniel Leathers and go to Pakistan, you know, get that done. Then I'll start my whole thing with the, you know, around the world with the music, get guys deals to teach them, show them, you know what I mean? So we get a building for downstairs, kids, like put computers down there, you know, and they'll have mentorship for the parents, meetings for the parents, where the parents have to deal with their own kids. Because these new kids, these parents ain't used to that shit. They can't deal with them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, it's not all about just the kids. When the kids go home, they go home to an empty house to a parent that can't deal with them. They're not learning shit. So what we teaching them, what we at the program, they learn there, but they go home, fall right back in the play. So I want to take the kids abroad. I want to take them out the country. I want to take their parents out the country. You know what I mean? I want to do shit like that. I don't want to take them to the Knick game and put them over here up the nosebleed section. I want them to be able to sit on the floor and see the players and have a good time. You know what I mean? I'm working on all that type of stuff. I recently got called up to go talk to the Brooklyn Nets players. You know what I mean? So I'm ready to sit down with them guys and talk to them. I mean, get back to my high school and my jails. I was used to go talk to jails. Me, Russell Simmons, and LL Cool J. We just go to Rikers Island and talk. You know what I mean? I like giving back like that.
You know, I was just thinking that as you said it about, you know, going to the youth house jails and talking to the kids in there. But at the same time, the reason why I said that is because they actually have access to not phones, but I guess internet in there where they can do FaceTime or something like that or whatever. But I wanted to see if you can do like this type of an online mentorship where you kind of put these pre-recorded videos together, just talking to them, educating them, right? Almost like how they do the online courses, but do that as for mentorship strictly for the people in the jails, you know, so you don't have to be doing it live. You can have it pre-recorded already set up and still spreading the same message. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, put it together, Vegas. Put it together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, when I get to Atlanta, I'm going to sit down and talk to Shaq about a few things, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But put it together. You know what I mean? I'm all about giving back. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I'm all about making money, too. But I'm all about giving back. And you know, my honor is to the streets.
Right.
Because that was my school. You know, the fraternity in them colleges, they got fraternities. And well, my fraternity is the streets. And I want to give back to my fraternity. I want to give all back to them guys. You know what I mean? I feel the need to
get
back.
Nah, that's a fact. Okay. Yeah, who you messing with in the music right now, man? Who got your ear right now?
I like 21 Savage.
Yeah.
I like 21 Savage. Nipsey, God bless him. That last album.
Yeah. Victory Lap.
That last album was crazy. Wow. You know what I mean? And it's just sad that nobody checked for him when he was alive with his music. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's what our black folks, that's what we do to each other, which is bad. You know what I'm saying? Which is bad.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it sucks that he got you know, ended the way he did by that coward, you know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, it is what it is, man. It just goes to show you that it's like, you know, it seems like nobody's safe. You know, nobody's immune. Anybody could get touched, and it's happening. It, you know, what do you think? What are your thoughts on that? You know what I'm saying? Because it seems like he did.
Vegas, see, I think you are safe. See, you hear me?
I can hear you now. You hear me? I can hear you now. Yeah.
All right. I think we all safe, but we choose to mess with that.
Hold on. You went out a bit. You go back to when you say you choose to, and then that's where you got it. Okay, now you can go.
Oh yeah, I choose not to mess with certain guys. I don't need your validation. You feel me? Because I know where you headed. What you put on the universe is gonna come. So why it'll make it however it gotta go. If I'm around you, I'm gonna be the guy that it happened with. It's my luck. So yeah. when you fall to a different tax bracket, you supposed to change and go with the same type of people that's in your tax bracket.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's sad to say that you had to leave, but come on, man. MSJ is not here no more.
Mm-hmm.
Skylar Rock not here no more. Mm-hmm. Freaky Ty's not here no more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got guys that is not here. Like, you see, I'm right by myself. You know what I mean? I got a bunch of niggas, but I ain't got to be with them niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? These guys feel they got to hang with a whole crew and run around mobbing. You know what I'm saying? Would you be the same way if you was by yourself?
Hell nah. No.
Come on. It's not the same way.
Nah, that's a fact, man. I just feel like, you know, he did everything right. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just kept it real with his hood. You know what I'm saying? He made it out. He showed the people how to do it and inspired them. I just think he was too in touch, too close, too accessible in that environment. And that's where I think he messed up.
See, that's where you got had them guys that's in tune with you. Like nothing can ever happen to him. You feel me? Nothing can ever happen to him. And that's how it should have been, because this is our ticket out of here. How do you let something happen to somebody that's going to change your life?
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's going to change your life. I just can't believe it. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, it's sad, man. But, you know, rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle, man. Rest in peace to, you know, King Bond.
JMSJ.
Yeah, man. You know, I actually did when I was talking to Fredro, you know, he brings him up a lot because, you know, JMSJ did a lot for them. You know, he put them in the game.
Yeah, put them in the game.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
He's a good guy, man. Good guy, man. I sit in the row. I live with him. Like, he put me on the road, all that, man. I'm first time on the road with him. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Shit, I hear you, man. So, you know, on a brighter note, you know, this whole the show you got coming out with 50 about your life, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the details with that? Like, any is it coming out soon? Are they currently writing? You know what I'm saying? How involved are you in it?
Well, what happened is, We wrote it already.
Okay.
So what 50 doing now is he doing a music theme, a theme song to the film.
Okay.
Then we go into the network.
Mm.
So like Sex, Money, Murder, that's now coming up. I'm next up. So we're find my film at home. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know, we good. You know, it's about my life story. It's going to start off when I was in the streets first, when I met Supreme and everybody, whatever. And then they're going to cut off. They're going to go right to my childhood.
Mm.
How I was brought up, you know what I mean? You know, how I started and, you know, playing basketball with my friends and different shit, you know. But my friends is like really my brothers. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with WHT. He's had this thing called WHT. It's a cable box.
Oh, yeah, man, back in the day. Yo, so originally I'm from the Bronx, brother. You know what I'm saying? I live in L.A. now. So I'm from 161 in Morris and 150 West Burnside. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you played the Bronx like that. So you may know.
I played the Bronx.
Yeah,
I played basketball.
Okay.
I played against the Madison Broncos.
Okay. So you familiar with the Gauchos and all of that. You was around for all
of
that.
I coach the Gauchos now, the younger team. I'm one of the coaches.
Yo, that's crazy. Yo, my man,
Book. My man, you know what I mean?
So, yeah. That's hard. Okay. So we know a little bit about the same things a little bit. So that's good. That's what's good. But yeah. So damn, what remind me what we was just talking about before we got to the Bronx thing. You had mentioned something.
WHT,
so the cable box, right? I remember back in the day, it had that little flicker in the back every time the TV got messed up. Well, I had the illegal cable, so I had to keep flickering it to get that shit back working. So, yeah, I remember that shit. Yeah.
But that was the first porn site I ever seen.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And that shit was crazy. I had to keep flicking that shit and put that shit back on.
Yo, my man mom was like, y'all better not be down there watching that nasty stuff. Like, no, we ain't watching it.
And there was
hard as a box.
The Playboy joint, and there was the hot net.
Yeah. You're nasty ass, baby. You do that shit. Wow.
We're a throwback for real, man.
Yes. Those are the days, man.
Yeah, but you were saying a story about the DHD or whatever. You were saying
No, what I was saying was that was the first porn site I ever seen. It really turned me out. You know, watching this, I could walk from my house like 15 blocks just to go there to watch it. So we didn't have no TV. We had shit in my crib.
Right.
So my man house to watch it. I walked 15 blocks to watch that nasty shit. And they never showed no penetration. The niggas was like humping and shit, like humping and stuff.
Right,
shit.
Right.
Chick won't be naked. She had a baby suit of like a panties and a bra. Like, it was just crazy. This fucking nigga mine up. That's why I say today TV is fucking these kids. They gotta be crazy. But this chick going with their ass out, all type of shit they seen on the internet. They gotta be bananas.
Hey man, that's that, and that's
exactly. At the WHT.
And that's exactly why these girls killing it on OnlyFans. That's exactly why.
Yeah.
Herbs out here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. It's how I needed that laugh, man. I had a long weekend. Oh man, that's what's up, man. So where you
heading? It don't feel like Monday.
You said what?
You said it don't feel like Monday.
It really don't, especially in LA. It's nice and bright outside. It's all hot and shit. But at the same time, you know, bills gotta get paid, and this phone don't stop ringing on the weekend. Boy, let me tell you.
Yeah. I'm on now. I got a designer meet me at my office. I just got a new office. I'm gonna put new furniture and everything up in there. So I'm gonna start writing as well. Put films and do writing. You know what I mean? All my stuff gonna be running out of there. So that's what I'm doing with that.
That's what's up, man. Hell yeah, bro. Yeah, man.
Give my avenue, give my life.
Hell yeah. Congratulations on that, man. Like I said, I super want to be a part of that. I know writers, being in LA, you know, you come across a lot of writers, a lot of talented individuals who's actually taking the initiative to produce these things themselves. So I could definitely, you know, bring some talent your way for sure. You know, we'll talk more about that, man. So, but I'm glad that you got a chance. I got a chance to meet you in person, man. You know, light-skinned brothers got to stick together. You know what I mean?
Motherfucking right. I said that on one of my things. That's light-skinned niggas back. Don't play no game.
Word up, man. Thank you, Drake, for kicking down the door.
Right.
Nah, that's what it is. Right. Nah, big facts. They've been open for sure. Oh man, but yeah, man. So let the people know, you know, where they can holler at you, where they could submit some content, or just get in touch with you, or just reach out for some type of mentorship, man, just to get in contact with
you. Oh yeah. I mean, you catch me on Cameo. I'm on Cameo. Vimy Antony on Cameo, man. I'm doing whatever you need me to do to help you. You can give me an IG, Vimy Antony on IG. Facebook, the same. I got like 5 Facebooks though. You know what I'm saying? So we got, I gotta catch the right one, the one I'm on.
Right, right,
Once you get 5,000 friends, you can't have no more. It's dead.
So you gotta get the business page. That's why the one where you just get the likes, not the follow. The personal page only give you up to 5K. So that's that. You gotta get numbers. You gotta get a 6th one now.
So I gotta change mine to business, right?
Actually, you have to create a page, a separate page for it. You know, as soon as you go like the Facebook.com, before you log in, right below it says create a business page. You click it right there, and then, you know, it'll walk you through the process and all of that.
See, Vegas, I need you right there, man. Fucked up.
I'm telling you, man, that's what I'm here for, B. I got you. Yeah. Yo, but say less, man. But it was great. It looked like I caught you at the perfect time. You just pulled up to the spot. You know what I'm saying? Yo, but it was great talking to you, King. I look forward to working with you, doing business with you, building with you. Yeah. You know, stay safe out there. You know, I know it's crazy with the COVID and all that. This has been another episode of Sleepers for Billionaires, the podcast. I am your host, Johnny Vegas, my man Bimmy. Make sure you holler at him. Check him out. I'm Hip Hop Uncovered. I appreciate you, King. Good luck with all your endeavors, man. And we'll definitely talk soon, man. Have a good day, all right?
Peace. Good looking.
I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a milli every week. I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a billy every week. I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire, I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire.